Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Now, Rebecca, speaking to us this month about emotions. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, we're talking about shame. Now, isn't shame useful for society, but how does it become a problem psychologically?
Yeah, so we can look historically, shame has really been used as a way to kind of teach people self-regulation and what's prohibited and what's okay in terms of collective and social interactions. When it becomes problematically from a psychological point of view, we could say, an example would be like children who are 3 to 4 years old, they usually fail to differentiate when they're thinking silently to themselves and when they're speaking out loud. And this makes us aware of how we learn to filter, and that this kind of filtering process can sometimes get stuck with shame. So there's something a bit tricky between how I'm supposed to be behaving and how I am behaving and how I might then adjust my behavior or beat myself up for it or feel persecuted by another person. And that's related to shame.
Okay, so it's all about how others perceive you and how we behave in public life. So social glue, keeping us all together and harmonious. But does that have to be negatively connotated with shame?
Well, we could consider shame as a kind of warning sign of how to behave. Like, watch out, this is what you should do. Or further shaming ourselves if we behaved in a way that was transgressive towards ourselves or to other people. And as I've previously mentioned, our starting point is one of being needy and dependent, powerless, and that we have to get what we need fundamentally through relationships with other people, which means that there is something inherently potentially anxious making about that. And that's where the shame can come in very closely in terms of, did I get what I need? Did I provide what was needed? And where does the inadequacy lie? And shame is something that happens very deep within us, where we often feel like we failed another person or were failed by the other person.
So does this shame warning system ever become problematic?
Absolutely. So shame, when accompanied closely by fear and anxiety, and therefore influencing or even intruding upon our capacity to feel satisfaction in everyday life, that means our sense of ourselves or our relationship with the people that we see every single day is problematic. And therefore, yes, shame needs to be put in its right place, if you like, so that it leaves enough space for other more satisfying, easygoing parts of life to take place.
Okay. Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.